The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to the first round of the McTavish Cup, and also the Camara Cup first round draw has been made. To look ahead till the weekend's Shinty action, alongside me, Scotland boss, and also Glenurquhart co-manager Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Now, I'm going to let the listeners into a little secret here. You can explain why, because this is the second week now you've turned up not wearing the Glenurquhart gear or the Scotland gear. You're actually wearing a Cali Thistle training top. Now, either you've been signed by Terry Butcher or you're a closet Cali Thistle fan. I'll let you explain now.
I was down at Cali Thistle trying to sign a striker for Glenurquhart. Cali didn't have any last night.
Don't go there. don't go there. Backtrack.
No, I'm currently involved in an employability course that's being delivered by Cali Thistle, so they've given me a free top to wear, so I wear it.
Not too bad. So you aren't about to sign for them?
No, and they've not got anybody to sign either.
I agree with that. Yeah, truly. Good weekend for you. The sun, perhaps not, but you know, the weather is nice, but I think that's the only highlight probably of your week.
No, it wasn't actually. It was if it was last week, I'd probably a poorer week. But good week this week. The boys played well on Saturday. Didn't get any points, but it was night and day. Seen two matches on Saturday. Went down to watch the Lochaber-Lochan game as well. Beautiful weather. It's continued all week. Hopefully it'll carry on to the weekend.
Yeah, you were against Kinloch Shiel at the weekend. You lost by 2-1. But yeah, you had some players back and you were pleased with the response you got from the last week's defeat to Kyles.
Yeah, much better reaction and better effort. And I think Johnson, Gill, Kinloch Shiel wouldn't have regretted as a draw, I don't think. But we'll see who we are at the end of the season. We did wish each other no luck before the game, but sorry afterwards.
Yeah, 5 points on the board for Kinloch Shiel as well. You know, they've played 4, a real great start for them.
Yeah, it was quite a good match, I think. I think most people enjoyed it. They're a good dynamic team. The second goal they scored was a kind of a breakaway, I think. But no, fair play to them. That's the style of Shinty they play. They try and hit you on the break, and it worked quite nicely for them twice.
Since they've come up from North Division 1, you know, we talked about them so much last season. They really impressed a lot of people. They've come up, like you say, play a dynamic game of Shinty. They've only lost once this season, and that was to the reigning champions. So, I mean, really, they've carried the form of last season straight into this one.
Yeah, and I think they've played all their games away from home as well so far this season. Maybe they had a reverse tie this week again, and their pitch wasn't playable, so they came down and played against us.
Not a bad start for Kinloch Shiel. Neata Moore still lead the way in the Premiership after an impressive 6-2 win over Inveraray at the weekend. Cas Athletic beat King UC for the second time in the space of 4 weeks, 5-2. They were winners, and as we said, Glenurquhart went down to Kinloch Shiel. This weekend, a bit of a break for some of the Premiership clubs. It's the first round of the McTavish Cup. We obviously saw Fort William progress against Caberfae last weekend. Another wedding, I think, down there this weekend. But we get underway with the McTavish Cup for you guys, Glenurquhart. A kind of local affair. You're up against Inverness of North Division 1.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting tie. I don't know the last time they played each other. Local rivalry, I suppose. Don't suppose they've been rivals for a long time. I think we speak on the show about rivalry, we tend to talk about Inverness and Bewley, but no, it should be quite a good game actually.
When you look across the fixtures for the first round of the McTavish Cup, there is a few spicy ones in there, a few kind of local derbies, and it should be a cracking weekend. I'm really looking forward to the first round of the McTavish Cup.
Everybody just wants to get past the first round. You know, there's some banana skins for teams. You just want to get past that next round. I think the Bewley Lovett game for me is the sort of the pick of the tie. You know, I think that'll be a really tough game. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I've earmarked that one. I'm hoping to go to that one. Obviously, Cali Thistle, as you well know, having signed for them today, they don't play Hibs until the Sundays. So I'm hoping to pop along to that one. It's a game, well, the two normally meet in the traditional fixture at the start of the year, but they're meeting on a different cup competition, and both sides going pretty well.
I'm sure there's been a bit of banter back and forward. You know, love it. You know, they're doing really well in the Premier Division, and Bewley are doing well in North Division 1. I've got a sneak that Bewley could just upset the apple cart here a wee bit.
Bewley do have home advantage as well, and as we say, they are going very well in North Division 1. Perhaps favourites for you in that one?
Well, I mean, love it should be favourites, but I wouldn't have thought this, you know, when they're in the Premier Division, they don't go into many games as favourite, although this season they're turning that around. So it'd be interesting handling that favourites sort of role, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Kinnell Shiel knocked Lovett out at this stage last season, I think, in one of the cups as well. So Kinnell Shiel were North Division one at that time. So I think Bewley are on the same sort of level as that.
Bewley, if they are to assume the kind of favourites tag at home, it's something they'll have to get used to as well, because at the moment they're the ones to be shot at the very top of North Division One.
Yeah, Murph won't thank me for saying that. Right? And if he'd probably try, probably want to get it under the radar, you know. Murph at Bewley,
try and ignore it until the end of the season.
Absolutely, just forget this tie and, you know, knock Bewley off, knock Lovett off their perch. That's what they'll be wanting to do, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of banter on the old internet sites.
And over the last few seasons as well, you know, Bewley have progressed well in this competition.
Yeah, they have, and they'll be looking to continue that. And then, of course, if they get past this draw, knocking out a Premier Division team, they shouldn't be scared of anybody, because Lovett are flying high at the moment.
We did look at the permutations and how the you know the cup will progress throughout the stages last week, and it did look like a kind of, can you say, Newtonmore final. Who knows? Kenlock Shiel are up against King Usey, the holders of the competition. That's a real difficult one for King Usey this weekend.
Yeah, King Usey getting beat again last week. You know, Kenlock Shiel are sitting on 5 points. King Usey are sitting on 2 points in the league. You know, even I thought that at the start of the season. So, anyway, Kenlock Shiel going to this game favourites.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah,
to be honest, they do. You know, whether the game's going to be played up at Kenlock Shiel or at King Usey, I'm not so sure. Kinnell Shiel will be quite happy to go to Kinnell Shiel, the one there last time, so
if you
not
take,
be worried.
If you take Newtonmore and Fort William perhaps out of the equation, I'm sure that's a side that Kinnell Shiel will not have wanted to play, especially given the form of Kinnell Shiel.
No, I think, you know, Lovett and Kinnell Shiel would be teams that the Premier Division would want to avoid, any of the teams. So, fair play to Kinnell Shiel, you know, that'll be a tough game, that.
An interesting one as well. The holders of the competition, does that, you know, giving up your trophy in the very first round, is that something that King UC will be desperate to avoid?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Ronald was back for this game, to be honest. This is a stage of the season. He came back last season.
He's due back soon, isn't he?
Came back against Kinnell Shiel and McTavish, I think, last year. I don't know if he's, I don't know, no inside information on that, you know, but King UC would be desperate to get Ronald back, just to give the guys a boost. You know, whether he's 100% or not would make no difference. It would give them a boost if he was there.
Yeah, like you say, 2 points on the board and an exit in the McTavish Cup in the first month of the season. I mean, that isn't the best of starts for King Usey.
It's not, and they look like a good team as well. I was surprised at that. Not surprised to go beat down at Tiny Brew, because they actually played down in Glendaroole, which is a different pitch, but it's difficult down these south pitches and play the style of shinning that King Usey would want to play.
Elsewhere in the first round of the McTavish Cup, Lochaber are at home to Lochearn. Lochaber back in action last weekend as well, and again, like Bewley, one of the favourites for that division. Should be a comfortable one for them.
Should be. It's quite odd. Lochaber and Lochearn have played home and away in the league already this season. They've got them first round in the McTavish and first round in the Scottish, I believe. So they're meeting each other four times in I don't know how many weeks.
Sick of the sight of each other, exactly.
Well, Lochaber beat them quite easily actually last week. I think it was 6-6 something. I can't remember the exact result, but Lochaber were, you know, by far a better team. There wasn't an awful lot Lochaber could offer.
And elsewhere, Strathglass take on Skye, another all North Division One tie. You'd fancy Skye there against Strathglass, quite struggling at the moment in North Division One early on, Strathglass. But you'd fancy Skye just to kind of win that one comfortably.
Yeah, Skye coming on, good win against Inverness last week, 3-0. You never conceding is good, but in a way Strathglass will be heartened, because I think they were 4-1 down or something and got back to, was it 5-4 against Strathglass last week, against Bewley last week. So they'll be thinking, if they can score goals against Bewley, there's no reason they can't score goals against Skye. They just need to stop conceding so many goals.
Five great ties, really exciting ties to look forward to as well. Like you say there, I think rightly so, the pick of the bunch is Bewley versus Lovett, but a good tie for you guys as well. We spoke to James McDougall a few weeks ago, in fact last week, on the MFR Shinty show, and they're going okay. They've had not a bad start to the season. They picked up a few points along the way, as you say, you know, beaten against Skye at the weekend there, but you know, might come and fancy their chances of causing an upset.
Yeah, he'll be disappointed not scoring last week. As I said, last week James Cameron will have a 2-game ban, so they'll miss James. Sorley's been scoring their goals this season, so Sorley will obviously get special attention on Saturday.
Mark him out.
He'll be
getting,
well, you know, he'll be getting looked after, hopefully.
Hopefully.
No, fingers crossed. No, well, you know, they'll certainly be identified as there'll be a big marker on his back.
Yeah, he's the key man for Inverness, and as we said last week and heard from James, he's delighted to have him on board.
No, he's a quality player. Quality player. You know, it's what the young guys can learn off him at training. That'll be the biggest bonus. Not what he delivers on a Saturday, what he does at training, and shows them what he can be done with a shinty stick.
Yeah, a real bonus to have him in the Inverness ranks. For William, as I say, they're already into the next round. They beat Caberfae 8-1, and we did see last week, yeah, Fort William could handle that, but Cabers might go and give it a go and try and cause an upset, but it wasn't to be. Fort William very professional.
Yeah, getting the goals. Gary has 4 goals. Typical Gary. Actually, he was down in Fort William on Saturday night at one of the players' 21st. They're in good form, actually. They're a good group of young lads coming through at the moment. They're a very tight unit, socialising well. I'm actually down at the wedding this weekend. Penny and Neil Robertson getting married this Saturday, so I'll be going down to that. That's why they've not got a game. But for William, looking quite a good unit at the moment. Very tight.
An okay start to the season for them as well. And, it's not a bad way to start your season, considering the fact, as you said, before the season even started, a kind of younger group of lads, but you feel they're going to peak at the right time. Yeah, is this the right time for them to peak?
They are younger, but they have the experience, and a lot of them have got Camden Cup winners medals and whatnot, and played McTavish finals, and they've got great experience, although they're young lads. And they're in the same position as Kyle's at the moment in the league with the games played and points and whatnot. William will be quite happy. They'll be watching what's happening with Newton Moore and Kyle's this weekend.
Runners up, of course, last season in the McTavish Cup. One of the sides that perhaps could go all the way again this year.
Yeah. As the parks dry out and on bigger pitches, William will have a big say this season, I think.
Let's have a look at the quarter final draw. Obviously, who could play who? Kamali await the winners of Kinlochshiel and King Yuse. As we say, Kinlochshiel have home advantage at the moment. Perhaps they might edge that one and set up a tie with Kamali.
Yeah, and Kamali are no strangers to the final. They got to the final when they were in the North Division 1.
Yep.
There's a little bit of history of teams in North Division 1 getting to the final, because Glenorchy have done it when they were in North Division 1. Maybe it's, there's a history of it.
The other one sees Strathglass against Skye. The winner will play Lochaber or Lochcarron in the quarter final, and that one is a real chance for a North Division 1 side to cause a little bit of an upset and try and reach the final. Skye or Lochaber, you'd look at them as a potential tie in the next round.
Yeah, Lochaber will be looking to progress right through until the semis, I would imagine. Looking at the draw, that's what they'll be targeting, that's for sure.
Bewley versus Lovett, of course, this weekend. Glenorchy versus Inverness. The winner of each tie will play each other in the quarterfinals. From a Glenorchy point of view, a real chance of... I mean, obviously, easier said than done, I know. You've got to go away to Bewley or Lovett if you can get past Inverness, but a real chance of making a semi?
Yeah, it'd be good to have a nice, a tie, another local tie would be brilliant as well. Good for the area. Whether it's Lovett or Bewley, or you've got to get past Inverness, of course. No point looking too far ahead, but semi-finals always look after themselves. They're the worst games to lose. They're the ones you don't really want to lose. That's the most important thing about semi-finals. Doesn't matter who you have.
One quarter-final tie already confirmed as Fort William, who beat Caberfae last weekend. They'll take on Newton Moore, and that's a tie of the round for me in the quarter-finals, which will take place on the 21st of April, which will be here before we know it.
Yeah, and you would be thinking there will be the two teams that will be really, you'd think would be right in at the final. So whoever progresses from that, it'll be interesting. That'll set up a big game, isn't it? It's a big, big game, that one.
Yeah. And of course, Fort William will have home advantage in that one. Newton Moore might fancy it that way.
Hard to say. It's an awful little pitch to play on.
Yeah.
But hopefully by that time, Fort William will be used to playing on it and whatnot. I'm sure they're training on it, so they should be getting used to the size of it. I would say it would probably be more towards Newton Moore's advantage, a smaller pitch, but I could be wrong.
A lot of ifs and buts, I know, but I'm going to have to look at the semi-final lineup. Why not? Let's plan the route to the final. The semi-final lineup at the moment: Kamali will play the winner of Kinlochshiel and King Yuse. They will play Strathglass, Skye, Lochaber or Lochcarron. I mean, I know we've pretty much written off King Yuse by looking at the quarterfinals, but if King Yuse can get past Kinlochshiel, you would fancy them to beat Kamali, and it really is looking like a King Yuse Newton Moore kind of final. If Newton Moore get past Fort William, of course, as well, but Glenorchy also on that side of the draw, it is looking like King Yuse Newton Moore. But if someone can see off King Yuse, well, there's a massive you know, prize there for perhaps your Kinloch Shields, your Kamalis, your Lochabers, or your Skies.
Yeah, if Kinloch Shield take out Kinnoosa, and all the other teams in that half of the draw will be thinking, well, we can beat Kinloch Shield. You know, slightly different in the other half of the draw. We've got Fort William and Newton Moore in that half of the draw. You knock out, say, Fort William or Newton Moore out, the other teams will still be thinking, we've still got to meet a big team in the semi, you know.
Yeah.
But it'll be an interesting draw this year. And you attended the many Kinnoosa, Newton Moore, McTavish Cup finals over the years. It seemed to be a traditional final.
But who knows? I mean, it could be a real shake-up, like you say. In the past couple of years, a lot of lower-ranked sides have made the final. For me personally, I'd love to see an underdog, you know, try and upset Goliath once more in the final.
So rather than a Badenoch derby, we could have a Lochaber derby with the Kamali versus Fort William, perhaps.
It's possible. It is possible.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. That's why the best not? Thing about it.
Let's go for it. Let's keep with the derby theme, and why not? Those, obviously, ties will take place on the 19th of May. That's the semi-finals of the McTavish Cup. We haven't even played the first round yet. We're already looking ahead to the semi-finals, but that's the way we like to do it. Talking of cup draws, the cup draw for the first round and the prelim round of the Camanachd Cup were made this week. Oban Camanachd will play Glenorchy, and Inverness up against Caberfae in the preliminary round. Glasgow, Muirthegyle, Skye, Strathglass, Beauly, Kilmorie, Tynholt, Lochearen, Oban Celtic, Aberdour and Lochaber all handed first round byes. Early start for the likes of Oban Camanachd, of course, former Premier Division side last season, up against Glenorchy. Glenorchy, a former Premier side as well. It should be an interesting tie, that one.
It'll be a sticky one, but it is at Oban, which gives them the better surface to play on. Looking like that, Glenorchy will be the challengers in South Division 1. And I noticed that Oban's scorers last week was two from Johnny Will and two from Matt Rippon. Now, I think both of them hadn't been playing much, so it's interesting to have those two back. They're two young lads and cracking young players, and if they're back playing full-time, they'd be, particularly Matty Rippon, he'd make a big difference to Oban.
Inverness versus Caberfae in the other prelim round. A real chance for both those sides to, you know, to try and progress in the biggest competition of them all, really. But again, it's a difficult draw. Caberfae very good on their day as well, but Inverness have home advantage. Those ties will be played on the 7th of April. Then the first round draw was made also. Glasgow Muirthegyle will take on the winner of Oban Camanachd versus Glenorchy. That one stands out for me as if Oban Camanachd get through past Glenorchy, they've got another South Division 1 title rival waiting for them.
Yeah, I'll sort out in the South Division 1 quite quickly, won't it? See who's the strongest team.
Yeah. Oban Celtic will play Beauly, Skye will play Inverness, or Caberfae. Strathglass will take on Aberdour. Could be an interesting one there. Both sides, obviously, you know, struggling at the bottom end of their respective divisions. Perhaps a chance for one of those two to progress into the second round.
Well, Aberdour have back-to-back wins in the league just that last 2 weeks. I don't think they managed that last season. They beat GMA and then another good result last week, so they seem to have come on a bit of form.
Lochaber will take on Lochearen yet again. Perhaps those two we should avoid, maybe just
be,
you know,
sick of each other,
you know. Highlight the Lochaber ball and Lochearen draw ball so we can avoid them completely. And Kilmorie will take on Tynholt as well. We're getting into Camanachd Cup business. The season starting to really take shape now.
Yeah, once you start talking about the Camanachd Cup, people start, you know, the training sessions will hopefully pick up and people will be more interested in the sport. It's always the one that catches everybody's imagination.
Yep. The big one.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. That's the big one. I know the league's important, but the Camanachd, you know, everybody's got a chance in that one.
Yeah. And it's the final everyone wants to be at come the end of the season as well. In the Premiership this weekend, there's two matches go ahead. One which caught the eye last season for sure, especially at the tail end of the season. Newton Moore versus Kyles Athletic, the title decider it was last season as well. The two sides take on each other once more this weekend. Newton Moore obviously going very well at the top of the Premiership. They have home advantage, Kyles Athletic away to Newton Moore. They've already won away this season at Kinnoosa and at Clonurquhart as well. Could they really kind of open up the Premiership title race early on?
Well, Kyles and Newton Moore have both lost a game each so far, but they'll struggle against Newton Moore. Danny McRae scored four goals last week, and you know, Danny's back scoring goals regularly, and it's difficult when they're in that sort of mood. is it maybe be interesting? Newton Morgan, his front runners this year, and Kyle's chased them down. I don't know. Mm-hmm. A draw, I suppose, would be a suitable result for Kyle's, I would think, there, just to steady the ship and keep chasing.
Kyle's obviously had that explosive start last year, and they really kind of raced away early on. They've been quite slow. Obviously, they missed out on a game on week one, but you know, they've been quite slow getting into their stride. A win at the weekend would put them back up there, really.
It would definitely put them kind of back in the driving seat to an extent. I know it's early on, but interesting that Tom White scored again. Tom had played last season at wing centre. He got two the previous week and he got two this week, and Ewan Campbell, ex-Fitzwilliam boy, scored again this week for Kyle, so it's good to see these guys getting goals.
Elsewhere in the Premiership, Inverary take on Camale. Camale rock bottom at the moment with only 1 point from three. Inverary 2 points from two. They obviously beat Clanarkart in their first game of the season. A chance for both sides really to catch up on games.
Yeah, and I think Inverary, I mean, I think Newton Moore just got late goals against Inverary actually, so I think Inverary will be really pushing to win that game. I think they blew Camale away in the first half last season and then lost the game at the Canal Park to Camale, so I think Inverary will go there with full intentions of winning that game, and that will put Camale in a little bit of a spot early on.
There's no fixtures in North Division 1. Most of the sides involved in the first round of the McTavish Cup in North Division 2. Clanarkart take on Lochaber. Newton Moore face Lovett. Aberdeen Uni are at Tuam to Kinloch Shiel. And King Usey take on Glengarry. In North Division 3, Strathglass travel to Camale. Lewis are away to Inverness. Lochbroom take on Beauly. Caberfae are at Tuam to Bileskin. And Lochcarran take on Strathspey. Only one game survives. In the South Division 1, Camogie take on Tynwald, but also it's the first round of the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup. Glasgow Mudaghaill away to Aberdour. Glenorchy are at Tuam to Bute. Open Celtic take on Strachar.
Quite an interesting tie there, isn't there? Because Aberdour beat GMA, which was a little bit of a surprise to me. So Aberdour, if they can beat Glasgow again, it shows they've made massive strides. What was the other one?
Open Celtic and Strachar, yeah.
Strachar, yeah. I mean, Open Celtic would hope to win that, but difficult games. Bute are playing
Glenorchy.
That's a fair test for see if Glenorchy have improved with the Premier Division efforts they had last season. But I mean, Bute are undefeated. I think the draw is specialists at the moment. So.
Yeah, they made a kind of steady start to Premiership life once more. But you know, as you say, Glenorchy coming down. Both sides have passed each other. Are Bute, you know, have they really moved on up a gear from winning South Division 1, or have Glenorchy improved? Should be an interesting one.
It will be. That probably a tight. Well, it can't be a draw again, because Bute, three draws in a row, that's just not possible. Can't have four, can they? Extra time.
Well, they might try. Elsewhere then, across the divisions in South Division 2, Glasgow Mudaghaill are up against Aberdour. Inverary travel to Kyles Athletic. Lochside Rovers are at home to Ballyhoolish. Colglen take on Tayforth. And just one other tie in the Aberdeen Sutherland Cup. Bute are at home to Skye. So really, I mean, back into the cup competitions now, and some real cracking ties for us to look forward to over the weekend.
And some long distance ones, Skye going all the way to Bute. I don't think I could get any further.
Yeah, but locally, I mean, some great local derbies in there as well. And, you know, dare I say, as I look out the window as we record this in Inverness, pretty sunny. It's been quite sunny across the whole country for the last couple of days. I was in Aberdeen at the weekend, and I'm safe to report it wasn't warm. I was absolutely freezing, but it's good to see the sun back out, and we should get a cracking weekend of weather and shinty.
Yep, plenty of ties, no call-offs, that's what we want. Keep the game going. Keep Asti's hair semi-grey. Don't want to go in completely white. No, the weather's been kind to us so far. Hopefully it'll keep going for for the rest of the month, into April and whatnot, and keep the fixtures.
We've almost reached the end of the month. Let's look back over the first kind of 4 weeks of the campaign. I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot here, as I always like to do, Drew. I'm going to ask you to perhaps pick out a side who you think is your kind of club of the month, who's excelled. There's been a number of candidates for this one. Who's your club of the month for March? Who's really impressed you in the first 4 weeks?
There's kind of only two teams that are in the running for this. There's Kinloch Shiel and Lovett. and I'm going to go for Lovett.
Yeah, a real good start. We had Alan McRae in a few weeks ago as well, and going really well. And you kind of, it's good to see after a kind of, yeah, real struggle last season. They had almost relegated back into Division One, but they held on in the end, and they've gone on and improved.
No, because they were in a tight spot last season and managed to turn it around. And Alan's come in, and you know, hopefully he's breathed new life in them, because they're a young team. You know, I mean, Kinnell Shield, a young team as well, but I think Lovett have managed to really step up to the mark now, and it's got them focused, and they're all playing together and looking like a good unit again.
It would be good to see them continue that run. I'm not going to put any pressure on them and say, right, okay, I know they're up there with Needham Moor at the moment, are they title challengers? I'm not going to be daft enough to say that, but it would be good to see them compete in the top half of the Premiership.
Yeah, it started well, got to sustain it, and yeah, I've tipped that Beale are going to sneak them on Saturday, but that's just because it's a rival game. No, hopefully they'll keep going, and Alan's far too shrewd to realise that 5 points at this stage of the season, yeah, is nothing.
Do they have that in them to you know, to stick it out and try and compete with the big boys at the top?
Personally, I don't think so. I'd like to be proved wrong, though. Yeah. So the challenge is there. I'd very much like to be proved wrong, because they're a good bunch of boys.
As the Premiership has started this season, sides taking points off each other. I mean, even the big boys as well, including Needham Moor in that as well, beaten by Lovett on the first game of the season.
Yep, Lovett's lost, Kyles have lost, this, you know, all the teams have lost already. We did to say that we thought that the league would be won by the least number of points this year, and somebody would be relegated with the most number of points this season, so it's going to be one of those sort of very, very tight seasons, unfortunately.
A fairy tale start for Lovett as well, winning that first game of the season against the reigning champions as well. Long may it continue, and we get a few more shocks along. I'm sure we will.
I keep on getting shocks every week. That's just a drum.
No, I'm sure we will. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic season. It's been a fantastic opening month. Long may it continue. Obviously, as we end March with the series of cup ties as well, some cracking cup ties as well. Enjoy your weekend wherever the shinty takes you.